Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The military weighing in on the capture of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed. If you didn't know this, he is the number two man in Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda, the terrorist organization that committed the murder of 3,000 Americans on 9/11. R.C. Collins is, along with so many other young military men, watching these events unfold. And R.C., you are a junior cadet at Bradley Military Academy, correct?
That is correct, sir.
And you eventually want to be commissioned to the United States Army?
That is the goal, sir. For most of the cadets here, after we complete our 4 years, then we get a commission as a lieutenant in the U.S. Army, we hope, or we can enlist and go directly into boot camp.
Now, what is your opinion of this war on terror as a soldier, and with all of our guys getting ready for a possible war with Iraq? How do you feel our FBI and our CIA is doing?
Well, I thank you for the question, sir, and I wanted to weigh in, as a lot of military people would want to, and a tip of the hat to the CIA and the FBI today for great work in capturing this man. Obviously, he is a big, big piece of the puzzle in keeping our country safe from the terrorists. I'm a little ambivalent, though, and I'd like to tell you why. First of all, I think you need to understand that the more of the Al-Qaeda terrorists that the FBI and the CIA and the Pakistani police arrest, the less chance that we have as military men to go in and do, you know, kind of our thing. And
well, excuse me, I gotta get some tea.
Certainly.
Oh, my Lord. I'm getting over a cold.
Yes, sir.
So, in other words, you feel that a war may be preempted by this police work?
Yes, sir, that is correct.
All right, what could possibly be wrong with that, I guess, is what I'm asking.
Well, sir, it affects morale in the ITO, and it affects morale here.
What is the ITO?
I'm sorry, sir, that is Iraqi Theater of Operations.
How does it affect morale?
Sir, when we signed on to attend the academy to do our morning calisthenics, to keep our foot lockers in order, to be in bed by 10, to call our parents on the weekends, it doesn't sound big, but it all pointed in the same direction. And that was to be able to be airlifted into the Afghani Theater of Operations, to parachute into the LZ, to hit the caves, to hike the mountains. And basically, Mr. Hendry, and I say this with the greatest respect, to put the fear of a Christian God into every towel wrapper we came across, pardon my language.
You're a soldier, it's salty. The point being here, though, what?
The point being, Mr. Hendry, the final assault, entering the central lair of bin Laden and bringing his head out on the end of a fixed bayonet, is the fervent hope of every man and woman in uniform in the United States today. And for the FBI and the CIA to go in and get these guys before we can, it's a little ambivalent, is all I'm saying.
And as if they're taking some glory from you?
It's hard to say. I mean, we're being driven further and further away from that reality I just described you, Mr. Hendry, with every arrest of every terrorist. And I don't think millions of American cadets are ready to, you know, we're ready to eat our own guts with nowhere to go. And that's not a very pleasant sight. We need to give our guys something to do. And I don't want to scare anybody, but we do have to be able to vent somewhere. And I'll tell you right now, I'm psycho. I'm ready to rock and roll. But if the civilian administration insists upon robbing some of the glory for themselves with the paramilitary civilian police units that they use, then what I do with my training...
All right, you're saying to me that you guys need to go to war to rock and roll.
I've been ready to rock and roll since my dad got me in, and I enlisted 3 years ago.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. I want to take a break here and give our phone number out. Cadet Collins, if you'd hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Forgive me, I thought I was over that cough that I had, but I just sort of gagged and gagged on something. I don't understand what's so funny.
Nothing, sir.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. The military in the United States and in what you call the ITO, the Iraqi Theater of Operations, its morale is plummeting because the FBI and the CIA are capturing these guys.
I don't think you can train a man to kill and then send him home to his mommy. What's that all about?
Well, here's what it's about for civilians, sir, and this is what I would say. What it's about for me and what it's about for, I suspect, every American is just get these guys, and it doesn't matter how we get them.
I understand that, sir, but...
Hold on. It doesn't matter how we get them. I would rather we get them the way the CIA gets them, one at a time, cutting them off at the pass, without sending a lot of our guys into harm's way.
All right, here's where I disagree with you, sir, if I could.
Go ahead.
If you train me, or any cadet or Marine, or anybody to be psycho and ready to rock and roll at the drop of the hat, and then you don't let us go, we've got to vent that somewhere. And what I fear, and I suspect a lot of individuals who observe the situation the same way I do, there's going to be a lot of bar rooms, a lot of restaurants, a lot of department stores, a lot of places tore up this spring and this summer by frustrated cadets and frustrated grunts who've not been allowed to do the destiny that God gave them, the destiny of the will, to have the destiny to do. And that's to go to Iraq in the ITO and ferret this guy out of a cave and righteously and with the power of a Christian God behind us, put a bayonet right through his skull. And
boy, the way you interchange religion with war...
I believe that every act is fueled by a righteous God and a vengeful God who knows what my country suffered on 9/11. And I can tell you this right now, if Mr. Bin Laden is listening to me right now, I would say, don't let the sun sit down on you, towel wrapper.
Son,
And sir, with all due respect, I do not respond to son. Cadet is proper.
All right, Cadet Collins, you want to go to war, or else you're going to have nothing to do this spring and this summer, but what? You said tear up bar rooms?
I'm just saying there's going to be a lot of grunts and a lot of cadets. And let me tell you something else. There's inter-service rivalry that I'm sure you're aware of.
Absolutely. The Navy versus the Marines, the Army.
Right. And there's a lot of rivalry and some very bitter rivalry between military academies and the Marines. And I can tell you a few of the cadets were down I think it was a Denny's or an IHOP, where we were getting some milkshakes, and some Marines come in, and let me tell you what, it was nut-cutting time. And
okay, son, cadet.
Yes, sir.
Cadets and Marines, you're going to tell me that a cadet is going to take on a Marine, number one. Number two, you're saying something's a little more threatening. You're saying that if the military of the United States doesn't get a war to fight, there's a lot of bar rooms that are going to get ripped apart.
I'm saying that when you have a fighting man ready to eat his own guts, and he's been trained to the sharpest tip of the edge of a knife, then if he doesn't have a war to fight, mister, don't let the sun set on you.
Meaning what? Meaning bar rooms get ripped apart?
Bar rooms, gas stations, department stores. Absolutely.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. Cadet R.C. Collins is with us from Bradley Military Academy in Altadena. And the military, he says, mixed feelings about the capture of a guy like Khalid Sheikh Mohammed because it robs the military of their glory of going in and sticking Bin Laden's head on the end of a bayonet. Kevin, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead. You're on with R.C. Collins.
How you doing, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I just wanted to say to this kid that, be careful what you ask for, because you just may get it, okay?
You know what? If there's a God in heaven, sir, I will get it.
Okay, well, hey, I'm a lieutenant in the United States Army, what you aspire to be, which you're not yet.
God bless you, sir.
Okay, what? Well, what I want to say is, and I'm not just a second lieutenant who's just gotten in the Army. I've been in the Army for about 6 years, okay?
Yes, sir.
Now, you have to remember that when you are a lieutenant, that you are given the responsibility of the lives of America's sons and daughters. Now, you don't want to, you do not say, hey, let's go to war and put them in danger. You are responsible
right.
for them.
Right.
Okay?
I understand that, sir.
What I want to say is that don't be so eager to run to the battle. You remind me of that guy in that movie, We Were Soldiers, the one that ran off chasing the guy and got his platoon in trouble.
Well,
that's
sir,
what you sound like.
Yes, sir, but I'm not, I would not put my platoon or my unit in danger, sir. I love my country, and what was put on my country on September 11th, let me tell you what, I believe that the love of a righteous and vengeful God will lead me to the lair of bin Laden, and I'd like nothing more than to present his head on the end of my fixed bayonet to the President of the United States and the families that suffered on the 9/11.
Look, not to interrupt. It sounds good, son and kid or cadet, I'm sorry.
I think cadet's fine, sir.
All right, but it's gruesome, and it may not be militarily smart to be go looking for bin Laden and sticking his head on a bayonet. What do your officers say, and what's the real point of this war? Am I right about this, Lieutenant?
Yes, sir.
You know,
what's
the big overall plan?
I'm sorry, sir?
I mean, what's the big overall plan?
Yes, sir.
The big overall plan?
I'm sorry, sir.
What?
I'm not sure who you're talking to, sir.
Who, sir?
I'm talking to the lieutenant on the phone from Georgia.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, I'm in training here right now. I'm in a basic course for infantry officers, and
yes,
yeah.
I'm you know, like I said, I'm prior service. I was infantry before.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
So this is not just a new thing to me. And
absolutely.
We train to go out there and do a job. Okay. We train to go out there and save lives, save our own lives. Okay.
Well, what about getting bin Laden?
Kid, it ain't about bin Laden necessarily. It's first of all, we're in Iraq. It's about
Hussein. He's just got to look at the big picture. It's not all about one man. It's about a way of life.
What are we supposed to do? We trained for this. I'll tell you right now, there's going to be a lot of bar rooms with a lot of ripped up stools. And
kid, how old are you?
I said, sir, that I'm a cadet.
All right, cadet, how old are you?
I'm 17.
What bar room are you going into? You may be going into the O'Farrell's ice cream shop. You ain't going into a bar room.
Well, sir, with all due respect, you can take kid and shove it up your ass. Because
kid, I'm going to hang up on you in about 2 seconds here. Lieutenant, what would you say to some kid that was mouthing you like this?
I would say that he would not have a place in my platoon.
Sir, with all due respect, I think your priorities are off, if I may be allowed to speak. You should be concerned with getting Bin Linderman, not pansying around in Georgia. And
watch it, man. What are you pansying around in California?
Well, not forever.
Okay, well, you know, he's entitled to his opinion, and,
yeah,
you know, he can do what he wants, but,
yeah,
you know, when he gets into our military,
right,
when he does some actual military time, then he can come talk to me.
Good
okay?
point. Thank you very much, sir, and thanks for calling. 1-800, that guy's a real lieutenant in the Army.
Could have fooled me.
And you better have a little more respect, or the only head on the end of a bayonet will be yours.
Well, I'll tell you this much. On September the 11th, you might have heard about it, two planes flew.
I know what happened.
All right. We need to avenge that in Iraq. And that means going after...
And it ain't Bin Linderman.
It goes to go after Bin Laden.
Yes, it means going after all of those scumbags.
I'm just saying this, and I'm saying it to the American people. Don't let the FBI or the CIA or the Pakistani authorities usurp the righteous work of the United States military by capturing Khalid and Bin Laden. Let the U.S. military do its job, too. This job has enough righteous gold to go around. And I tell you right now, if we're kept out of this war because the FBI is doing its little paramilitary thing, there's going to be a lot of bar stools torn out of a lot of bar rooms this summer.
You're making a lot of people afraid, saying that nothing but jarheads and cadets are going to be going all through the bars of America, tearing seats out because they can't find anything else.
Let me and the big boys take care of things, America, and maybe you'll be able to go into a Denny's and there'll be a seat left.
Or you're going to commit violence in bars and restaurants.
Enough said.
Or you're going to commit violence in restaurants. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to the Phil Henry Show with Cadet R.C. Collins. He's with the Bradley Military Academy. He's a junior there. It is his feeling that while we capture the Sheikh Mohammeds and the rest of the Al-Qaeda, we may be capturing too many of them and robbing the military of its thing. And this kid says if the soldiers don't have a war to fight this spring or summer, there's going to be a lot of fights in barrooms, restaurants, and what else did he say? Ice cream parlors all over America. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, controlled by the International Jewish Media Conspiracy.
I memorized it too.
I know you admire the Marine Corps.
I admire the Marine Corps, sir. I admire the United States Army. I admire every man and woman in a uniform in the United States. The idea I think that I'm trying to alert the American people to is if we do not have a war to fight, if the FBI and the CIA get to have all the glory, collecting the Sheikh Mohammeds and every other towel wrapper with a satellite phone over there, then if I walk into a bar, I order a cookies and cream shake with extra cookies, and I get a bad look from anybody. And I don't care who it is. You know what? They could end up with a five-finger bouquet. Now, that's just talking the way that it is.
You're threatening to punch somebody because you don't get to go over and kick ass.
They train me to be...
You're in a military academy, cadet. You're not in boot camp. You're not in military training. You're not in...
Sir, from the time I get up in the morning for calisthenics to the time we got to go to bed at 10, I lived the life of a soldier.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Ann. Ann, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
How you doing, Phil?
Good,
I'd like to address this boy in his military academy in California as an active duty military member.
Ma'am, I'm a cadet. I'm not a boy.
Hold on. You're talking to a superior now.
I'm sorry.
You are 17 years old. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that, in my definition and the definition of most states, is still a child. I didn't call you a boy. I said you were a boy.
Yes,
ma'am. You have never set foot in the sands of the desert. Is that a true statement?
Yes.
You have never gone to Saudi Arabia.
No, you've never gone
to Kuwait.
Yes, ma'am, that's true. I thought you meant any day. I mean, my grandparents live in Palm Springs.
Son, she's saying, and don't say I could take sun and shove it up my ass, okay?
Yes, sir.
She's saying the desert of Saudi Arabia.
Yes, no, I never have, ma'am.
I'm sorry?
No, ma'am, I never have been in Saudi Arabia.
Well, let me tell you, I don't personally care who brings home bin Laden yet.
Yes,
really
ma'am.
Don't, because when that happens, and when we defeat, if we have to go to that extreme to defeat Saddam Hussein, it will mean that many more service members are not in that desert. And they're not picking up whatever version of the Gulf War syndrome that's going to go around this time. They're not separated from their families.
Whoa.
And the job gets
done. Wait a second, ma'am. With all due respect, sounds to me like you're making some excuses for not going over there.
If you
take it from me, ma'am, maybe you ought to just stay back in the motor pool where you belong and let the rest of us go out there and fight the fight.
Let me tell you something.
All right, hold on. Both you guys, hold on. I'm going to get back to both you guys. We've got to take a quick news break. Ann, you hold on there. RC, you hold on.
Wait a minute.
Just hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Does the United States military, is it being robbed of its glory by having the FBI and CIA round up all these al-Qaeda guys? Or should we give them a crack at the war themselves? 1-800-449-8686. We'll be back with Cadet R.C. Collins on The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. We eat kitten. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
R.C. Collins is a cadet at the Bradley Military Academy. We just had Ann on the line who was there. I'm sorry that she couldn't hold on. She was an officer in the Air Force. She said that every one of those terrorists that we're able to get by way of the FBI or CIA operation means one or two or three or maybe 1,000 or 2,000 less American soldiers who are exposed to Gulf War syndrome, who are exposed to death over there. Don't you, Mr. Collins, see the validity in what she's saying?
Let me tell you what I see, Mr. Henry. I've been 3 years at this military academy. Father dropped me off 3 years ago this past September. I do what my country wants me to do, and if the man say I go over there in the summer in 120 degrees and I'm putting on biochemical gear and I'm mounting a full attack in the heat of the summer into street by street fighting, then I'm going to do what the man say. If the man tell me that I get to go back, saw some logs, have some MRI, maybe take a little R&R in the Kuwait, I'm going to do that. But I'm not going to sit there and say what I heard that lady say. Well, our soldiers won't be hurt. You know what, lady, and all of the lady soldiers, just go back to the typing tool and type up some more telegrams to families telling them that their kid was found it dead. Or whatever it is you do.
Oh, that's just wonderful. Hey, maybe your dad will get one of those letters.
Mr. Henry, you're a little out of your element. That's not going to happen.
Oh, really? So you're going to survive?
I'm just saying, sir.
All right, I'm going to read a letter of complaint as soon as I get back to you here. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Ann, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Well, I just wanted to let this young cadet know.
Is this the same lady? Is this the same gal that, I'm sorry, were you the lady
same
that was...
Same one.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm in a really bad spell area.
Go ahead, Ann.
I spent 10 months over there in the sandbox. And this kid can't even get his derogatory terms right. He's calling them towel wrappers, which I've never heard. The proper term, if you're going to call him that, is raghead.
Well, what do you mean?
I mean is you don't even know enough to use the proper derogatory term for these individuals that the United States as a whole has deigned to go after. And once again, I'll reiterate, I don't care who finishes this job. Absolutely, absolutely. Every single one of us wants to get over there and kick some ass.
You're sounding suspiciously like someone who is slacking.
I'm sorry? Let me tell you what my job is, Trump. I teach the men and women of the United States Air Force how to handle and maintain their rifles. These are safe rifles. They're going to save your ass. If that's slacking, come and get it.
Look, Miss Manners, I'm interested in killing Bin Laden, not proper vocabulary like you.
Will you have some respect for somebody that was over there, kid, and not getting to bed by 10 o'clock?
You can take kid and shove it up your ass.
I'm going to hang up on you if I hear that one more time. That's the third time I've heard you say that. And this is an individual that's training troops. She was over there. She saw it. She doesn't go to her grandparents out in Palm Desert.
That's where the Marines train, at 29 Palms.
You're not a Marine.
What?
You're not a Marine.
Yeah, but that's where they trained for Desert Storm.
So what?
Not the same as being there. You act like you've been there, done that. You know more than everybody, know more than anybody. You can do it all. You can put on a gas mask. How long do you have to put on a gas mask?
You have 2 minutes.
Oh, you're dead, son. You are so dead. You've got 9 seconds to put that gas mask on.
9 seconds?
9 seconds. You better get ready, because I'll tell you what, Bin Laden's going to kick your ass.
Oh, wait a minute. That means the guy that carries it has to stay close to you.
No, you don't carry your own gas. You can't even carry your own gear. You want to be a Marine?
Wait a minute. What about the guy that carries the gas mask and the bacteriological suit? Where's he?
You do.
Yeah, you are. You're carrying it. On top of your M60 machine gun that weighs 23.6 pounds.
No.
That's probably 550 rounds per minute. How much ammo you carry with an M60? You're carrying 800 rounds of ammo at a minimum.
But I don't have to remember that. That's in a truck that comes behind me.
Oh, no. You're carrying it. Because if you don't have it on you, and you get hit with a biological gun in 9 seconds.
But that gear's really heavy. There's no way you can carry it.
A lot of people do. men do, maybe not boys, but men.
And women.
I don't see no woman being able to do it.
Look, why don't you just... Yeah, all right, I'm sorry.
I'm starting to think this kid's a sham.
You make a hell of a mother, Mrs. Brady, I'll tell you that.
That's a good thing I don't have any kids. Especially none like you.
I want to fight for my country, and all you've done is put me down for it.
You know what? You're 17 years old. Have you graduated from high school yet?
No, ma'am. I'm 2 years from it.
2 years? And you're 17?
No, I just turned 17. I'm a junior right now. I graduate 2004.
I'm sorry, did you say a cheerleader?
Very funny, Miss Manners.
No, I'm serious. I couldn't understand what you said. It sounded like you said I'm a cheerleader right now.
I ain't no cheerleader. I'm a junior.
Oh, a junior.
Why'd you flush out your headgear?
Well, maybe when you graduate from high school, you could enlist in one of the four fine branches of the United States military.
See
what it's really like.
I saw Three Kings 11 times. I know what dessert is like.
Oh.
What do you mean, dessert?
The desert, I'm sorry.
Yo, Jesus. All right, Ann, thank you very much, and continued success. 1-800-449-8686. And I noticed you going after that woman because she was a female.
No, sir, no, sir, no, sir. I was going after her because she intimated that I didn't. She was putting me down for wanting to fight for my country.
People are putting you down, and you're the guy that said that if we don't have a war to fight, we're going to go into bar rooms and some young women may be sexually assaulted.
I simply said that we'll have a lot of hormones going around and we'll need to get that stuff going.
Kid, do you know what a sexual assault is?
I notice every time you burp, so do I.
Do you know what a sexual assault is?
Yeah.
What is it?
It's when you have sex.
No, it's not. It's a gruesome, horrific crime. It's a felony. And you'll go to jail forever.
It's sex with salt!
1-800-449-8686. John, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, I'd like to talk to your little cadet there.
Okay, that's why you're here. Go ahead.
Great.
Noah, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
Hello, little boy. I don't know how long. You said you were in the Republican Guard for 3 years.
I'm in a cadet.
My name is Noah Davis. I'm
a
retired United States Marine.
I'm in the military.
You obviously have no respect for yourself. You don't know when to shut up when somebody's talking.
Well, you don't even get the information right.
I'm a United States Marine retired from the 2nd Marine Division Amtrak Battalion. I was in 1976, stayed there till 1994. You have no inkling what it's like in combat, my friend.
What do you mean,
if
Amtrak?
You're planning on going, you need to listen to me.
Why don't you mean by Amtrak?
If you're planning on going to combat, well, they have two things in combat. They have friendly fire and enemy fire. The reason that friendly fire kills people in combat is because you have people like you that want to get out there and be a warlord hero, carry somebody's head on the end of a fixed bayonet. And another thing, you have calisthenics. Cheerleaders do calisthenics. I'm a United States Marine retired, and I think that you're hideous and repulsive to hear.
Sure.
You talk and you sound like a little girl.
I have nothing
more to say to you.
The biggest
problem you have is yourself.
Sir,
have a good life.
You.
Well said, sir. Well, it was well said. All right,
are we gonna
act like children?
Hey, children.
I'll hang up on you.
Yeah, hang up on you.
Okay, I'm hanging up.
Okay, hang up.
All right, I'll give you one more chance.
Give you one more chance.
See you later.
See you later.
Get out of here! I think we don't need to say any more to that young man. I think he's pretty much stuck his head in the noose. It's good to hear from our fine military people to make us feel better.
Oh, Jesus.
To hear our fine military people and to hear how well-trained they are and how disciplined they are.
Oh, boy.
And that cadet Maybe he ought to just get that floor manager job at JCPenney's when he gets out. 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Vagisil for the mind.